Just a quick one for the auditor, Mark O'Sullivan, which I'd like him to actually address. It relates to the valuation of options that I mentioned earlier, and I'd just like to ask him whether he agrees with the following proposition, that notwithstanding the accounting standards, does he agree that the claim in the 2005 annual report, where the audit statement is dated March 30, 2006, the claim that Phil Green's salary package in 2004 was $10.3 million, does he agree that that's actually a material misstatement, and that based on the current share price today, or the share price on March 30, 2006, when the audit was signed, the actual correct figure, taking in the true value of the $805 options that he was issued, is approximately $21 million, not the $10.3 million that is in this signed, audited 2005 annual report?
Thank you. Look, the only way I can respond to that is by saying that the accounts are drawn up in accordance with the accounting standards. That is the only requirement we have, and the opinion is signed clean based on the accounting standards.